Hello.
Oh, hi. I don't know if we got cut off or if you hung up, but I was going to give you an option that might work for you, Octaviano. Have you seen the website that we built for you, SalazarCremations.com?
I don't want any business from you guys. I understand that. I'm not going to pay you a cent. No.
I'm trying to give you a more affordable option to get rid of this balance. So hear me out for a minute, okay? If it doesn't work.
This is why I called you guys last month. You had took the money out of my account already. You overdraft my account, and I told you, okay, that's fine, and I'll cancel. You never fucking told me that I need to call. You told me just to cancel. Now, you're trying to get me another $149 out of me. Please.
Well, I mean, I have a text message that you just sent me that says that you were told to cancel by the 20th, and we have an email dated the 24th, which was 2 days after it was past due. So that's the problem. But the one thing I can do is convert your program to website hosting only, and that's typically $49 a month. But I can get an override and do it for the corporate rate of $29. Once that pays, we can cancel the account. That way, you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Now, you may want to keep the website for $29 a month, being that it's, you know, 2025.
For
every
what,
business.
Man? Just for what? I don't have, I haven't got one business from you guys.
So, usually what people tell me is if they only have a website in and of itself doesn't bring new business, right? But I have had people tell me that they have gotten clients from it. I had an example where a guy called me a couple of months ago and he said, you know, there's a lead on my dashboard. I can't open it. Can you help me? And I said, okay. And when I opened it, it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you gave us last week. And the client said, that is the strangest thing because that lead did not come to me from Google. I guess he was working with a lead service called Angie Leads. So he's like, I remember bidding on that, and that was a lead I took through Angie Leads. And I told him, well, guess what they did after you went and bid on it? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and nice things were being posted about him, it actually solidified him in getting the job. And, you know, that's the thing. You know, we're in 2025. Most businesses, if they don't have a website, it looks fishy to a client, like you might be unlicensed or you might not be credible. So then they might just call the next guy, you know. So I'll send you a text message with your website so that you can see it. And you don't have to decide on this right now. You and, you know, Cassandra can look at the site and see, you know, if you want to pay the $29 and cancel or if you want to pay the $29 and keep the site. One thing that you'll see is there's a little orange banner on the site right now saying the information is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. So, you know, once the payment goes through, if you do decide to keep the site, that orange banner will come down within one business day.
I do not want anything, ma'am. Understand that, please.
Okay. I mean, we're on a recorded line and I understand that, but I hope you understand that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we can't cancel an account with a past due balance.
Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You record me last time when I talked to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you put me that recording to me?
Were
you saying that I have to call you guys?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because it says in the notes here, you spoke with George Moreno on December 24th, and you're right. It says that you called in to cancel your service at that time, and then he said that he recommended for you to keep the service into the end of your billing cycle since you were covered until January 22nd. And then it said that you had agreed and that you were aware that you had to call before January 22nd, and then it put, did he, you know, cover the 3-day cancellation rule, and it put yes. So, yeah, he has it notated on the account that he covered that with you. But, you know, rather than you worrying about, you know, $149 reoccurring to $298 and becoming a bigger issue, you know, as a courtesy, you know, which I'm not supposed to do it, but I would do it for you if you think it works, I would reduce the past due balance to the hosting of $29. And then once that pays, we can cancel the account.
No, I'm not going to pay you a cent anymore.
Okay.
I ain't going to pay you a dime. Just cancel. Record me. Cancel my subscription. I don't want it. I already did cancel the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot charge me anymore.
Okay, so can you please send over that email to me, and then I can take it to the director and see if I can get an override for you? That's all I need, is I need to see the evidence that you had handled this on the 20th.
Okay. If not, okay. I'm going to start sending letters to... with this problem, okay? And I'll send it today. I'll send it today. Thank you.
Yeah, please don't say that because, you know, we have over 200 employees here, and we could say that too. Oh, we could say, oh, you know, please get this paid, or we're going to go on and start putting online that you didn't take care of your past due balance and that you're not a valid business owner.
Yes,
so,
you
know, it works.
Because I already canceled, ma'am. You guys took money out of my account last month. And you overdraft my account. And I did it. I paid my deal. I paid you.
I'm going to get an override and just cancel this for you. And here's why. Whoever spoke with you back on December 24th, he didn't put that your account was overdrafted or anything like that. He should have put that in the notes. And I'm so sorry that that happened to you. So what I'm going to do is I'll just get an override. I'll take care of the past due balance. I'll get it canceled out. So you're going to get an email within the next couple of minutes once I get the override that the account's been canceled. And that way you won't have to worry about any further charges. And I'm so sorry. I think you told me that initially, but I didn't see that in the notes that, you know, it had overridden your account and he didn't notate that. So, you know, I'll get this taken care of, so just stand by. You'll get an email. But I think the emails are going to Cassandra. Do you have access to that, or do you want me to update it so that the email comes to you?
I believe they come to me, too.
Let me look and see what email we have on file. One second here. It's salazartruemasons.cast@gmail.com.
Yes, I can see that.
Perfect. Okay, so once I get this override, I'll get the account canceled out, and you won't have to worry about any further charges. And just for your records, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So that way you'll know that I'm the one that canceled it for you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Octaviano. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.